You know that your radio listener truckers, they're rolling with you holidays, day in, day out, 3 hours at a time a lot of the time, always rolling along with us. We appreciate all you out there. Plan, I have so much more to talk to you about tomorrow. Stick around with us, man. It's going to be amazing.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it, and like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. About 8 years ago, my wife and I needed new window coverings. We really wanted custom blinds, but they were more than we could afford. So we went to a big box retailer and bought their off-the-shelf stock size blinds. They fit poorly and we weren't happy. Not long after, I had a light bulb moment. And after a year of research, I launched a website to sell custom blinds online. I partnered with a manufacturer to make custom blinds and deliver them directly to our customers at prices equal to or even below stock size blinds. Blindster is now one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the country. Almost everything we sell is backed by my 60-day satisfaction guarantee and personal fitter-free guarantee. If your blinds don't fit, I'll remake them free of charge. You just pay shipping. And visit us today and check out our new no-tool cellular shades. Custom shades installed without any tools. What could be easier?
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at SpillYourGuts.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Kremlin says that the U.S. stance on Russia's demands have left little ground for optimism.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said the lack of hope does not, however, mean there is no room for dialogue. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as Russia built up about 100,000 troops at the Ukraine border. In recent talks, the U.S. refused to meet Russian demands, such as to permanently ban Ukraine from joining NATO. The U.S. have warned that any incursion into Ukraine will be met with severe consequences and economic costs. All eyes are now on President Vladimir Putin, who will decide how Russia will respond amid fears that Europe could again be plunged into war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, it's official. Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the Supreme Court. Greg Cluxton has more.
In a retirement letter released by the Supreme Court, Breyer said he will step down later this year. The 83-year-old justice then met with President Biden at the White House.
On behalf of all the American people, I want to thank you and your family.
Reflecting on his judicial career, Breyer said he found it a joy to sit on the bench in a country as diverse as America.
People that are so different in what they think,
And yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
The president said he intends to announce a Supreme Court nominee before the end of February. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Coast Guard has found four more bodies in its search for dozens of migrants lost at sea off Florida, for a total now of five bodies. The Maritime Security Agency says it also plans to call off its active search for survivors at sunset if it doesn't receive any new information. Authorities have stressed the difficulty of finding survivors in the turbulent waters of the Gulf Stream. The Dow is down 3 points, the NASDAQ off 150. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is, 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animal List number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Those free at-home COVID-19 tests are being made available through the federal government. They began arriving in Southern Nevada mailboxes. The program launched by the Biden administration began last Wednesday, with signups available at covidtests.gov. Every residential household in the country is eligible for four free at-home tests, which are expected to ship via the U.S. Postal Service in 7 to 12 days. More than 70 years after Benny Binion opened the Horseshoe Gambling Hall in downtown Las Vegas, the iconic brand is headed to the Strip. Caesars Entertainment, owners of both the Horseshoe and the World Series of Poker brands, has announced its rebranding Bally's Las Vegas into Horseshoe Las Vegas, where the World Series of Poker is moving this May as it returns to its regular play schedule. Company officials say the rebranding work begins this spring. It will include a redone exterior as well as new entertainment and eating options. The multi-million dollar makeover is expected to be done, hopefully, by the end of this year.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad on area freeways right now. No big delays or restrictions on the 95 or on the 215. However, you are going to experience the lane restrictions causing delays through that construction zone. That's on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, January 27th. We're almost done with January. Hard to believe it. Hard to believe it. But we're just about done. We have got a star-studded cast today, beginning with our first guest, Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Aaron, how you been?
Hey, Kevin, I've been doing good. How about you?
You and the family staying healthy?
We are. Thank you. Yes, we're all good.
We always have to ask that question. It's a question we never used to have to ask. But now we have to ask that of everybody. It's crazy. We've got a Board of Trustees meeting this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Greer Education Center. And first of all, what do we know about the agenda? Anything controversial there?
There's nothing too controversial on this agenda. They are discussing the reorganization law, AB 469, that was passed in 2015. And I believe there's probably a little controversy surrounding that, to be honest. But I'm not exactly sure what that conversation is going to look like.
Now you were here. You are familiar with AB 469. By my memory, that was the deal where we were going to break up the fifth largest school district in the country. The problem is,
correct,
it didn't happen. What did happen instead?
So there was a bill to break up the school district, and kind of in the ninth inning, the compromise was they wrote this reorganization bill that essentially the idea of the reorganization was to allow the schools, each local school, to have more autonomy and control over the decisions that were being made for that particular school. So it created a reorganizational team, and those positions are, very diverse. You have parents, teachers, the principal, and they're voted on by the parents at the school. And the idea is that they are supposed to help balance the budget and anything that, staffing and that type of thing is decided by the reorganization team.
And every school principal would end up having his or her own budget, so to speak. And that was what they called breaking up the fifth largest school district in the country. It doesn't sound like it to me.
Correct. Well, this is often what happens is you get a law that's passed by the legislature and it's handed down to, for example, the school district, which we have obviously the fifth largest school district in the country, as you mentioned. And that bill isn't necessarily very well received by the administration at the school district. And so then it's not really championed. And it really has seemed over the years that, they're probably breaking this law. And so there's been conversations and arguments over what the law really means. And so that's kind of the back and forth that's gone on over the last few years since this was passed. It wasn't a true breakup of the school district. And because of that, you have a lot of confusion and a lot of top-down, kind of frustrations from administration and then bottom-up from parents and local schools.
So what does the board want to do now? I mean, do they want to fully implement 469, AB 469, or do they want to just keep kicking the can down the road?
Well, if I had to guess, they'd probably want to kick the can down the road. But, you may be aware that there's been a ballot initiative that's been filed that would potentially allow the incorporated school districts to secede from the district if they feel like their students aren't being educated with a quality education. And so I do think there might be some concern from the district that they are seeing this on the horizon as, you know, a potential. They may be trying to address this in a kind of a broader sense to get ahead of the messaging behind breaking up the school district. That's just my sense. I don't know that for sure, but that's, I mean, you know, from my understanding, you know, there's a lot of parents who are very in favor of breaking up this district. So it could be a little bit of a reaction to that.
Do you trust this group of trustees to truly break up the fifth largest school district in the country?
No.
Yeah. And by the way, Aaron, I'm with you. I don't trust them either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust this group of trustees to do much, frankly. And if we've watched a school board meeting over the past year and a half, you know, I can't imagine that you would come to a different conclusion. They can, you know, really hard to get through a school board meeting half the time without bickering. And, you know, really what we have not seen from this board of trustees and really from the district as a whole is a child-centered, you know, focus on education. We have a lot of discussions over teachers' salaries and, you know, the health and safety of teachers and whether or not principals want to be held accountable for what goes on in their schools or not. You know, we hear a lot of conversations about the adults in this district, and especially from the trustees, very few that are actually about children and how to help our kids.
Boy, isn't that the truth. The five-day pause, did it work? Is there any evidence that it worked? Is there any evidence that we're moving in a positive direction?
Yeah, I think that some of the issues that we were dealing with were in regards to the eMocha app. A lot of those teachers were isolating because the app wasn't clearing them. The phone lines were not being cleared so that teachers could get through. I think that they did address a lot of those. They were able to clear a lot of those teachers to come back to school. We did come back to school, which was a big concern for you know, a lot of parents that it might go longer than 5 days, and it didn't. So I was encouraged. I think a lot of parents are happy that their kids are in school this week. And it seems to be that a lot of the teachers are also back, and we're not seeing the same, you know, serious staffing issues that we had prior to that.
So what happens tonight when they talk about AB 469? Will there be any action taken, or is this something where they'll discuss and they'll put it off to a meeting down the road?
My understanding is that this is just a discussion, that it's sort of a review or just an overview of the law to just kind of have a discussion about it. I don't think that this is on the agenda as an action item. And frankly, I don't know what they would do because, you know, again, they haven't been really following this law since it was passed. So I'm not exactly sure what would change based on a discussion tonight.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't trust them to agree on where to have lunch, much less something as weighty as this. What is your sense of the upcoming school board elections? Who do we know who's up for a re-election?
Yeah, so we have three seats that are up for re-election. District F is Trustee Ford. We have Trustee Cavazos, who is up for re-election, and then also Cepeda, Irene Cepeda's district. And, you know, I've heard of a few people that have entered the race. You know, there's a couple of candidates I think are seem like good candidates, but we need more people to step up in those districts, those districts, and be willing to run. And we're going to be doing some more recruiting and also some more training for people who are interested in running for school board. And so I would love anybody who, you know, thinks that they're qualified and interested in has the best interest of our kids in mind to reach out, because we're definitely wanting to make sure we get good candidates in those races.
Will you ultimately support candidates? Will you endorse candidates? Will you give money to candidates?
Power to Parent, we have a C4 arm. And so we do endorsements after the primaries. But one of the big parts of our organization is training and, you know, empowering people to advocate for their kids. So we have a lot of resources available to people who do want to run, that are not monetary. And, you know, recruiting and being able to help train people who want to run for school board is one of those main ways that we help.
You know, one of the problems is most people that I know of could not tell you off the top of their head who their school board member or their board of trustee member is. I mean, does it?
Correct.
And is that something that you fight against every day, that people have to get engaged? They have to know who these people are that are screwing up?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've said this for years, but I think your school board member directly affects more of your day-to-day life than probably your congressperson. I mean, we're so focused on these, like, big statewide national races, and we should be, but everyone forgets about the school board races, and they're, you know, much more hesitant to give money to those races. And so what we see is a lot of really great candidates who really, frankly, can't fundraise. And then if you can't fundraise, you really just can't make it through a race. And that's just that's a real hill that these candidates have to climb. So, you know, I would say you need to know exactly who your school board member is, and then you need to be willing to go knock doors and you know, make phone calls and give money and really do whatever it takes to get good quality people into these seats, because they affect so, and we've seen this, you know, directly as our kids were kept online, you know, at home for 18 months, the learning loss, the mental health is, you know, the devastation that has happened across the board. We may never make up for what has happened in the last 18 months, and specifically when they kept our kids online. And that was directly attributed to these trustees who did not have the courage to stand up to the teachers, unions, and have our kids go back on campus, as they were doing all over the country with no issues. So, you know, we have to know who our trustees are. This can't happen again. And if parents are angry, they don't want this to happen again, then they need to know who their trustee is.
I love that. The way you put that was exactly perfect. And hopefully programs like this and others will end up springing up around our area, and people will take more of an interest, and they'll find out who their board of trustee member is, and they'll find out who's up for election and who's not. I hope this happens, and I hope it happens soon, because we need the help. I want to talk about something more pleasant. And it's something that you folks are doing, your gala, which is coming up on March 11th at the Orleans. First of all, talk a little bit about this gala in particular. Have you done galas before?
No, this is our first annual.
I thought so. I thought so. Wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to this event.
Okay, tell us the who, what, where, when, why. First of all, where does the money go? Secondly, what's on the agenda?
Yeah, so we are super excited to be able to welcome Corey DeAngelis, who's a nationally recognized school choice advocate. And he's, you know, goes on national media all the time. If you're on Twitter, you've probably seen him tweeting about school choice. And so, you know, we've invited him to come speak, and so we're excited for that. And then Frankie Shinta, who is really a Vegas icon.
He is so funny. Oh,
so funny and so talented. So, you know, he's going to be hosting for us, you know, for the night. So it's just going to be a fun night, really, overall. But, you know, the night is really to help fundraise for the Power to Parent Union. And, you know, we go back to this idea that, you know, who has kept our kids online? Who has so much outsized influence on what happens to our kids and policies that affect our kids? And it's the teachers' unions. And so, you know, what we had, you know, decided a couple of years ago now was that we needed a parent union. You know, we need to be we frankly are the largest special interest group, because there's more of us than there are of teachers. And so we have built this parent union to be able to represent parents and be this collective voice, this army of parents to stand up to, you know, these policies, to help engage parents on what's going on at their schools and what's going on in their school board races and any area that really affects your right to parent your child the way you see fit. And so all the money that we raise is going to go to just help empower parents and expand the union and to be able to, you know, bring more choice for parents, for schools, and for education. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the theme of the night, is parent empowerment.
You've been a part of this as a founder. Do you find that you are getting a little bit more of, attention or respect from folks like the Board of Trustees, like people within the district? Do you find that you're getting recognized, and at least they're giving you the opportunity to speak your mind, at least to have a voice?
Well, you know, I think when you have a group of parents that, you know, is, you know, just expanding in numbers, you know, that's where our power lies. So they can't ignore us, right? So, and this is why we have to continue to expand and add voices to this union, because the reality is they may not want to hear what we have to say, or they may not, you know, like what we have to say. But unfortunately, when you have this large, empowered group of parents, you can't ignore them. So that's what I've seen over the last 7 years. And, you know, it's kind of led up to this point where we absolutely have, you know, a large base of support in Nevada, which is where we're having this gala, our first gala, but also expanding all over in states across the country. So, yeah, absolutely. We have the more influence, the more parents we have, the more influence we have, and the more we collectively have a voice in what happens to our kids.
March 11th, 5:30 p.m. is the beginning. It's at the Orleans. How can folks access tickets?
So we have all of our stuff up on Facebook right now. If you don't follow us on Facebook, follow Power to Parent on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And then if you just search the Eventbrite website, you just search for Power to Parent Events, the gala, and you should be able to find it on there. You can buy individual tickets. There's tables, and you know, we're looking for silent auction items that people want to donate, and we're looking for people who want to be sponsors of the event. So we have a lot of sponsorship opportunities as well, and if that describes you or your business and you want to, you know, get your name in the program and be mentioned on stage and potentially donate an item, they can just email at info@power2parent.org. That's info@power2parent.org, or they can find us on Facebook. Again, message us on there.
Does that mean you have to buy a dress?
Obviously.
Yes, it's a gala. I just love that.
That's right. We get to get all dressed up.
I like that. Hey, Aaron, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. One more time on how folks can access tickets. I want to make sure that they can write it down and be a part of this thing.
Absolutely. Find us on Facebook at Power to Parent, Instagram and Twitter at Power to Parent, or search the Eventbrite website, eventbrite.com, for Power to Parent events, and find the gala. And then also info@powertoparent.org. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, Aaron, thank you there. We'll talk with you again soon. Thanks so much.
You take care.
Aaron Phillips, she'll be, I'll bet you she'll be there tonight at the Board of Trustees meeting, which is coming up 5 o'clock. I've always I've never quite understood why they would do something at 5 o'clock. Why not do it at 7 o'clock after the kids get fed and sent off to bed and all of that? I don't know. It's just weird. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free.